am, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He is Lord, Lord above all, Lord over all. In Him we live and move and have our being. And, you know, in the time that we live in right now, we are grateful for the gate. We are grateful for the door, who is Christ. We are grateful for the good shepherd that leads and guides His sheep, that leads us through this life, that leads us beside the still waters, that restores our soul. We're grateful for Jesus. He's the one that takes care of us. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. And that is the story of our lives. That is the story of our existence in our time in the earth. So we don't necessarily look to get out of trouble. We look to go through the trials and the testings and the tribulations of this life into that place that God has for us, knowing that all the days of our life, goodness and mercy follows us, knowing that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and we exist in our time in the earth, in the author and the finisher of our faith, who is Christ Jesus. He's the beginning and the end, and we live in that place. In Him we live and move and have our being while we're here. So we exist as He is the vine, we're the branches, we're engrafted into Him. It is a spiritual position that the world seeks to continually try to shift you out of, to try to get you out of that position, to try to take you from light to darkness. See, when we go from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, we shift into and we move into a free place. We move into a place of abundance. We move into a place of spiritual overflowing. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. So we shift into that place. And in shifting into that place, that's a powerful place. It is a place of freedom. It is a place where you now have everything. You have everything that you need. As you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that which you need is taken care of. God takes care of your needs. He takes care of your needs. God takes care of that which you need. And many times the things that we think we need are actually enslavements, are actually bondages, are actually tricks and traps. Many times the things that you thought you wanted, if you got them, you wouldn't realize the bondage that came with them. All that glitter is not gold, as they say. You know, there's a lot of times there's things that you think you want, and if you got those things, thank God you didn't get them. Because those things were slaveries, were bondages, were things that would have put you in a hurtful situation. And God has, by His grace and by His foreknowledge, kept you out of a lot of things that would have enslaved and entrapped and destroyed your life, because He loves you. You know, just like a parent that has a child, and the child just wants to do something that is hurtful to himself. And many times the parent, even if the child doesn't understand, the child that wants to go run out in the middle of a busy street, and the parent, by His love and His grace and His quick thinking, will grab that child, pick him up, and put him back. And that child says, no, I want to go into that street. But he doesn't realize that destruction's waiting for him in that street. But that parent pulls him back, and even if the child is kicking and screaming and complaining and mad at that parent, because he took away what he thought was going to be his fun, he really spared his life. And many times we all, like sheep, have gone astray. each one to our own ways. But the good shepherd has brought us back and spared us and kept us in line with him. Thank God for that this day. Thank God that you are exactly where you are this day in relationship with him. So now, knowing that he's in control, how now do we live? That is the question that we ask the Father. That is the question that we bring before him. Because, listen, how he has for you and how he has for me are in line with our specific assignments while we're in the earth as well. Because I'm not the same as you, you're not the same as me, and each one of us, though we are part of the body, we've been made up with unique gifts, unique skills, unique talents, unique abilities, and we receive the message from the head. The head instructs, and we now fall in line with that instruction, and we do that which God has for us to do in the earth. So, I mean, we've used this example before, but if the lung starts deciding he wants to pump blood, you're going to have problems breathing, and you're going to have duplications of efforts in pumping blood in your body, and he's not set up for that. If the liver decides he doesn't want to detox your system anymore, you're going to have some problems. But as everything receives the message from the head, that the body continues on in an incredible way in the earth. So connecting with the Father for yourself and listening to his voice and being in step with him and allowing the free flow of the Spirit of God in and through you is part and parcel of our existence in the earth. Part and parcel of why God has brought you here. Part and parcel of that which he has for you and that which will bring fulfillment to your life. Listen, the world has zero fulfillment for you. What the world can offer you is momentary happiness, short-term thrills that wear off very quickly, and the underlying canvas of that is a life and a place of misery. No fulfillment whatsoever, deceiving and being deceived. That's where they live. And when you realize the pathetic nature of that existence, it's all the more reason for you to live an authentic and real life with Christ. Because you can show them, in even walking with the Father for yourself, that there is another way. There's another way, there's another option, and they don't have to go that way. And the more that life continues on and the more that we shine bright in a dark time, the more that the realization and the revelation is made apparent that there is a way. And that way is Christ Jesus. The real thing, not the conformed religious systems of the world, not the get everybody together in one single club and get them all to think the same, because we're not going to think the same. What's going to happen is the Spirit of God is going to resonate in you when you have a brother or sister in Christ there with you. And even if you disagree on certain things, you know the Spirit of God that's in that person, and you know that this is a brother, this is a sister. That is the oneness of the faith that we have. You cannot put an organizational label on it. You cannot put a brand on it. Sometimes you can't even put words to it. It is just the state of existence. It is a subtlety of our lives, just like there's a subtlety in the air, just like there's a subtlety with the warmth of the sunshine, just like there's a subtlety in the feeling of being in the ocean. There's subtleties in life, and the subtlety of the Spirit is beyond the natural words, and no one can put words to that. You can try, just like you can try to describe a sunset, but you will never do it justice. So that which is of the Spirit is spirit. That which is of the flesh is flesh. That which is of words are words. And they are on those levels. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was made flesh. And when that Word came into the world, and when people encountered the Word, they didn't understand it. They struggled with it. They didn't know what to do with it. And in the end, those that were disconnected from God wanted to kill it. That which would give them life, they wanted to kill. That which would set them free, they wanted to destroy. How ironic is that? But in Christ Jesus, there is a way. In Christ Jesus, there is a path. In Christ Jesus, our freedom is there. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, when we have come into Christ Jesus, we don't want anymore. Because we have been fulfilled. In him is everything that we need. You know, it's incredible for me, even right now in the current situation in my life, I look at it, I am so ridiculously fulfilled. I have what I need. God has taken care of that which I need. And He's brought me in through that transition as well, of just knowing that He has things in control, knowing that He's watching out for, knowing that you don't have to worry like the people of the world worry. The worlders live in a scarcity mindset. And you know what? Frankly, it's appropriate for them to live in a scarcity mindset because they're cut off from the source of life. So it is scarce because now there's no replenishing. There's no flow, nothing. So they live in a limited state, and it's appropriate that they live with a scarcity mindset and a zero-sum game. Because that is the reality if you're on that side. For the follower of Christ, we live in a place of abundance. We live in a place of free flow. We live in a miraculous place where God can show up in the most incredible ways to take care of the needs of His people. And we've seen that throughout the scriptures. We've seen that throughout our own lives. So we don't have to worry or stress like the world does. We just trust God. We seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And in that, we don't want. We want for nothing. I tell you, the promise that God made me early on was, He said, I'll give you the need when it's needed. And that was what God told me. And it has been true to this day. True throughout my life and my experiences, true throughout all the ministry that God's had me do, wherever it is that He sent me in the world, true to the T. And in that process, you know that God is taking care of you and that you need for nothing. You speak the truth, you do what He has for you to do, but it's got to be Him. Cannot be man trying to circumvent or bring you into his little agenda. Listen, man, stop that. Don't try to own the things of God. You line up with what He's doing. And there's zero need for you to try to be a superstar in the kingdom. Just be what God made you to be, all right? Just relax. Chill out. Let God be God. And you be you. Don't try to be God. You can't do it, all right? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Verse 2, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. See, this is about Him. He'll take care of you, but you got to always recognize that this is about Him. All that's going on in this world, in this life, it is for His name's sake. So that which takes place in the world right now, even with the troubles that take place, even with all that's being set up, the stage that's being set, it's all for His name's sake. Don't look at the present situations in the world through just a limited mindset of this moment in time. This moment in time is just that. It's a moment in time. And if you are, say you are a writer or a playwright, or you're writing a short story or a novel or a script or a movie, well, you've got to have certain things take place in order for the entire play out of that situation that you're seeking if think about the crucifixion, that entire setup that was there and all that led up to that, the thousands of years that led up to that, the prophecies that went before, the different people that spoke of the Messiah coming, being here on the earth, walking, continuing in the ministry, giving up His life as a ransom and a sacrifice for us, and all that needed to take place for the fulfillment of the word that had been spoken. There had to be a stage set for that, to show and to reveal the love of God, to reveal the depth, the height, the breadth of the love of God for us. It's easy to say you love somebody, but put that to the test. Show what that looks like. Reveal what that is. Rejected by His own, and yet He gave up His life for them. I mean, this is part and parcel of the experience of this life in this world. Now, from an eternal standpoint, all that takes place in this life, it's, you know, you don't take that pain with you. You don't take that struggle with you. You don't take that abuse with you. All these things that are in this world and all the struggles that we face while we're here, that's just here. So as we go through them, and if you come into this moment, because God is I Am, you'll realize that in this moment you have no struggle. You may have a few challenges that are going on in your lives, and you can approach those from that place of it being a challenge and ask God for wisdom, because he says in James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. Ask God and he will show you what to do. But we don't take the pain with us. We don't take the struggle with us. This is just for here. And once you start to understand some of the reasons behind it and why we have the enemy, why we have the adversary, why we have to go through these other parts, once you start to truly thank God and you start to understand what it does mean to consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. You start to understand it. But it's about Him and not us. This is temporary, not forever. And we need to go through, not out. Too often people are just looking for the quick fix and they're looking to just get out. Myself included. I've gone through that plenty of times where I just want out. But God is leading us through. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, all around us, the shadow of death. All around us, the shadow of death. I mean, right now, okay, right now I'm in the United States of America, and in this place, the shadow of death. Whether it is the contaminated food supply that they try to bring in, whether it is the fluoridation of the water, whether it is the chemtrails in the sky, whether it is covert programs that are taking place, whether it is monitoring and controlling and stripping away of people's civil liberties, you just go down the list, the shadow of death here, the shadow of death there, one after the other, after the other, after the other, genetically modified foods, keep going down the list, the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. You don't have to fear those things. Just let God direct you. Because he is... Why are you walking through the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death? Well, you're following the Good Shepherd. You're following the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd does not mislead his sheep, but he will take you through some things. And in him taking you through, you listen to the voice of the Spirit, and he will always have you ahead. You know, one time God explained it to me like this. Imagine... If you were, I don't know how many of you guys know who Bobby Fischer is. Some of you guys would, but incredible chess player. And it was okay. Imagine if you as an individual just learned how to play chess, and all of a sudden you just learned basically what the moves are. Maybe you don't even know quite what they do, and now you sit across, and you are to play Bobby Fischer, who is one of the greatest chess minds, you know, that in modern history. And in that process, now you're playing for your life. Well, if you had to play him in and of yourself, obviously you're going to get destroyed. And when you come into this life, that's what it's like. The devil is that Bobby Fischer. He's been here throughout. And he's set up and he's got schemes and methods and resources and everything to play you. And to destroy you. And you're sitting across from him. And he's setting up landmines around your life. And you don't know what to do. And you have to play. But when you listen to the voice of the Spirit. And the Spirit of God quickens you. And he says, okay. Pawn to A4. Rook to B3. Or C3 or A3. It's just like if you listen to the voice of the Spirit, he will, even if you don't understand, He will explain each move to do, and he will lead you through that game of life. And as you continue to go forward and you just listen for the next step from him, that next step will be given to you so that you can flow. And you don't have to understand everything. You don't have to know all of the things, but you just need to listen to the voice of the Spirit, and he will lead and guide you through. Because you are in the valley of the shadow of death, but you fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. His rod is there. His staff is there. It is to rein you in and to correct you when necessary, but he comforts you because you know that he's got you. You know that God has got you, and you're his. And as you go through and you listen to the voice of the Spirit, he's going to quicken you and lead you through. Quicken your mortal bodies. Quicken your mind. Quicken you to the strategy of the enemy. Quicken you to what you need to do. Quicken you to things that you need to get out of your life. Quicken you to the things you need to be doing with your life. Moving you to and fro. You hold nothing in this world except just the hand of the living God as you walk through it. You follow the Good Shepherd and you trust him. Thou preparest me a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. In the presence of your enemies, you are going to sit down and eat and drink. He is going to set you that place. And they may gnash their teeth and be angry. How dare you? You that have not conformed, you that have not sold out, you that are on the other side, how dare you sit down and eat and drink casually and without a care in the world? But God has given you that. God has given you that protection. God is watching over you. He has anointed your head with oil. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You live an abundant life. We live an abundant life. We live an overflowing life. We live a life of incredible possibilities now, not sometime in the future, today. And you look, and goodness, surely goodness and mercy, verse 6, shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God has got you. And as you look and you trace back and you see throughout your life, God has got you. He's been watching over you. He's been taking care of you. He has been with you throughout. So encourage one another in the Lord. Encourage one another in the truth. Know that this is our experience while you are here in the earth. And be blessed and know that God is with you. All right. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged with that word. Be encouraged with the Psalms. And hey, completely separate note. So there is another initiative that we are supporting and we are encouraging one another in, human2020.com. You can go check that out. And but one thing that we want to encourage you guys is for everyone that's listening out there, on the 20th of every month for 20 minutes, set aside some time on the 20th of every month through the year 2020. We want to try to do this. But just for 20 minutes on the 20th of every month, you can do it as an individual. You can do it as a group. You can do it with other people, but spend some time praying and seeking the Lord and asking God specifically around this issue of human trafficking, modern day slavery, which is in my and our estimation here, one of the most evil things that the enemy has going on in the world right now, one of the darkest things that the enemy has, to destroy a person and extract their life and their soul in such a way as that, is one of the cruelest things that exists in modern times. And it deprives a person of even the exercising of one of the most fundamental human rights, which is your free will and your ability to make choices and decisions at whatever strata of life that you're at. So pray and spend some time. Block that time out. Know that you're going to do this. And spend 20 minutes on the 20th of every month. And we're going to occasionally make announcements here, and we're going to occasionally encourage you guys out there to do that. And here's right now, praying towards solutions, praying that God would bring light and truth, strengthen the hands of those that are working towards towards the conclusion of this issue in the earth, the destruction of the works of the enemy. Pray as God would lead you. But on the 20th of every month, for 20 minutes, and wherever you are, whatever background that you have, come together with others, or even do it on your own. But block that time out and spend time in prayer. And together, as we are all doing that all over the world, that is going to make a difference. So I am making an announcement to you guys out there that listen in. And I want you to take this seriously. I want you to block that out on your calendars. Block that out on a day. I want you to do it. I want you to bring this before God and petition Him as a body in the earth, and watch and see what God does in response to your prayers. So begin to pray. Begin to make that commitment unto Him, and He is going to then lead you in how to pray, how to intercede. That's going to be something powerful. It's going to have an effect. All right, so the 20th of this month is the time to start. And keep praying from that point forward. All right? So we're going to quicken you guys with that. God bless you. 20th of every month, all right? Okay. God bless you. And drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. And we'll catch up with you guys sometime soon. All right, we love you. Talk to you later. Bye.